Mr. Green? Mr. Green?
Yeah.
You need any help?
Mm-mm.
I just want you to know, I think you're the best ever.
Yeah, sure.
Want my Coke? It's okay, you can have it.
No.
Really, you can have it.
Okay.
State player on 720 WGN. There's been nearly 2,900 Super Bowl ads over the past 51 years, and there's a short list of the top spots of all time. And if you have a favorite Super Bowl spot you want to mention, you can call, you can text 312-981-7200. We're talking to Jeff Rogers of Zap Creative on this year's spots and also some of the classics as well. I would rather Coke bring that commercial back. And
well,
play that
that's
one.
Interesting, right? I mean, that's
not political.
One of the,
it's not yeah, anything. It's just a great. It's commercial. Just a great commercial.
Yeah,
I still think out of all time, and you've been around a long time. What is your favorite spot? Would that be it? Would that be like the most memorable, or do you have another favorite?
Well, boy, that's a tough one. I think the Apple one for me will always. It's cliche at this point, but
it is.
Nothing else has had the impact. Or the message of that, and that's going back to 84.
It is 1984. Let's take a little listen to that.
We celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the information purification of victims. We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology, where each worker may bloom, secure from the pests of a contradictory.
It's a little hard to visualize, but I mean, it's very memorable
well,
when you even hear
this Orwellian talking head, yeah. Black and white, talking to people who were just forced to use, you know, IBM computers and
forced.
You know, a woman comes running through in the Olympic outfit and throws the hammer against the screen. You know, it really did. It shattered paradigms and it changed an industry.
One of the earlier ones was, and there's not really one that exists that makes sense to play, but Master Lock, the Shot Lock commercial of 1974. But that was the first high-profile ad, and literally Master Lock, I think until the 2000s, until it got really a little more out of their range from an expense standpoint, for almost 40 years, they had a commercial on Master Lock.
That was a classic, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that really was.
It was impactful. It talked about the brand. You knew exactly what they were showing you.
Right.
And, yeah, there was no doubt. One of the earlier ones, too, was Noxzema with Joe Namath and Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you remember
that?
I'm just going to play just a little bit of that because it's just funny listening to it. But it's a little bit before our time, but let's take a listen.
I'm so excited. I'm going to get green.
Let Noxzema cream.
And this was before Farrah Fawcett really was famous. I mean, she was just new in these commercials. Well, Ted, we're going to talk a little bit more about this and the classic spots of the past. It is 3:33, but first, let's talk to Mr. Roger Banish.
I've got one.
Yes, sir.
How about Nothing But Net?
Oh, yeah.
That was
the McDonald's.
That's the Bird
McDonald's
one.
The Bird,
with Jordan and Bird.
So,
that was
so visual,
very cool.
But absolutely, because it was shooting all over the city.
Yeah.
And here's the thing with McDonald's this year, you know, they have the big Big Mac commercial
mm-hmm.
coming out.
Yeah.
Big Mac is 50 this year. So, I mean, there was so much opportunity for them to have a killer spot. And it's something like Nothing Like But Net. They just didn't do it.
Another thing I blew, I looked online because when I see those things, like when the Shamrock Shake turned 40, I had the creator of the Shamrock Shake on and stuff like that. I was looking for the creator of the Big Mac. He just died.
He just died.
Roger.
Damn it. It's your show. I just made the list. It's your show.
Yeah, stop making the list. They're dying. They're all going.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay.
Here you go, buddy.
Here comes the king. Here comes the big number one. Budweiser beer. The king is second to none. Just say Budweiser. You've said it all. Here comes the king of beer. So lift your glass. Let's hear the call.
Another classic Jeff Rogers.
Yeah.
Right? I just love hearing that.
That just brings you back immediately. You can't hear that without going.
Who do you also think
so many of?
Of
the Budweiser commercials, though, are epic from the Super
Bowl. Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
frogs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about. Yeah, exactly. The frogs. You got those frogs, Lee?
Was Up a
The Bowl? Was Up guy?
Let's talk with the frogs, because it's always classic to listen to those. So simple.
You didn't know what this was.
Let's get three frogs. Let's just have them say Budweiser for 30 seconds.
What was that sales pitch like?
I always think about that. I always think about the sales pitch when they're trying to sell this. Like, all right, this is what we came up with. Here's what we're doing. The other one was the Was Up, and we'll play that one. Go ahead.
Hello. Hey, who? What's up? Nothing, B. Just watching the game, having a bud. So, but you?
Nothing. Watching the game, having a bud.
True. True.
What's up?
Yo, who's that?
Yo! Yo, pick up the phone!
Hello?
What's up?
What's up?
Yo, where's Dookie?
Yo, Dookie.
Are you actually watching those in there, or did you just pull the audio, Lisa? Okay. But you saw them when you did them. Do you remember all these? Because you're younger than all of us put together. You don't remember any of those.
Okay.
So what's the first Super Bowl spot that would be of memory for you? All right, let's shut this down.
Man, I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that.
Nothing impactful. All right, I'm going to be curious to hear next week.
Okay.
When you're filling in.
Yes.
For the next year and a half.
Just occurred to me as well. when
yes.
when you said the Star Wars, they wanted to see the Star Wars thing. Is that their audience at watching the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
I
don't know. You know what? This last movie, and I didn't like the second series of Star Wars movies, was not a fan at all. Like, I love the three original.
Right.
I love this one.
You're not a fan of Jar Jar Binks?
No. And now that I'm seeing the most recent one on cable, I'll jump in at any time and watch it.
Right.
And I wouldn't say that I'm the biggest Star Wars nut, but I don't know.
I would say that was true of the Star Wars movie as well. Like, back, you know, you could watch that anywhere, start anywhere, enjoy the rest of it.
But this one was indicative of the first three.
Yeah.
The second three was like somebody else's dream of what they would have done with it, and it just did not. Yeah,
that was a fever dream. By
whole
George,
different story.
George Lucas.
What else do we have here? Let me pull up my computer here for a second. Oh, yeah, let's do the Snickers one. Now that's one of my favorites with Betty White and Abe Vigoda. Abe also got. And I've met Abe. I had pictures with Abe Vigoda. Just never got to interview him. Dead, gone.
This turned into such a strange.
You know, if I had a watch on my wrist, I'd say, clock's a ticking, buddy.
Well, when somebody dies, they've said they've gone into my archives to see if they could find. You know, I haven't interviewed everyone who's near death,
right?
But
right.
close. But
but
I am
you do
close.
Tend to be the harbinger of.
You know
what?
You know, people don't want to talk to me anymore.
Have you done Plyer yet? How
there,
you feeling?
There was a Cheers episode where Norm ended up being the Grim Reaper. Like, he was the guy that was firing everybody. So every time Norm would walk into their office,
he
was being
fired.
That's what I'm like now. Now they're like, oh, Dave Plyer from WGN. No, I don't want to talk to that guy.
I feel good. I don't want to. Why jinx that?
Why is my doctor calling me online too?
Oh, that's great. Well, the Snickers commercial is a classic. This is when Betty was really at her like fifth peak.
Yeah, right.
When she was hosting Saturday Night Live and stuff. Let's take a listen.
Mike, what is your deal, man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Baby. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Use Snickers. Better?
Better.
Hey!
I'm up in!
That hurt.
You're not you when you're hungry.
It's just classic hearing their voices.
Yeah,
and you've
absolutely.
Seen it so many times. You can picture the commercial.
Well, and that's
yeah.
what actually the little teaser that Snickers did, the 90-second teaser for this year, features Betty White. And it's her saying that, listen, a lot of people think it wasn't me playing football, but I was actually playing, and here, I can prove it to you. And what they've done is they have a football throwing machine, you know, one of those football with the two tires that shoot the football out. And I'm going to go into the back of this big warehouse and I'm going to catch the ball. And so they show it hitting a dummy and it smacks the thing. I mean, it really does hit it. And then they show this guy dressed like wearing the same thing Betty White is. And he's standing, he's running in place and he catches the ball and he runs off screen. And then without cutting, the camera turns back to her sitting in a chair. So, I mean, it's so awesome. Well done. That's awesome. There, that was me catching the ball.
That's awesome. I'm going to have to watch it. I'm going to have to catch that. Budweiser, of course, always classic. The Coke Parade Balloons. Do you remember that one? That's still one of my favorites.
The one that broke free, right?
Yes. It was Underdog and Stewie from Family Guy. And they were both going after the inflatable Coca-Cola bottle. And who came in was Charlie Brown.
Right.
It was just classic, especially when you see Underdog and some of that other stuff.
Yeah. That just made me think of what was the one? I don't think it was a Super Bowl spot, though. It was the Willy Wonka song. Imagination that was they played throughout the city. A bunch of things happened throughout the city.
Okay.
Anyway, having a flashback. I'm all right.
Flashback.
I
you're
can't
okay.
Feel my left arm.
Was that the Apple one where the balloons were flying throughout the city and kept going past buildings?
Yeah. That was a favorite too. Mm-hmm. Also, all the 9/11 ones were pretty vintage as well and very well done. Ram trucks. The farmer with Paul Harvey.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
That was just a great
It was a moment just to pause
media,
and think.
New media, yeah.
Absolutely. Let's take a little bit of a listen to that one.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer.
It was just a commercial that breathed. I mean, it just allowed you to just sit and listen. It wasn't something that you rushed through fast-paced. It was like it made you stop and slow down and reflect just a little bit.
It showed you the power of a good narrator
and
what they could do with that time segment with a good script.
Yeah.
Because you're just listening to his voice. And that's, how old is that, right? That was recorded in the 50s, 60s?
Something
latest?
Like that, yeah.
So, I mean, it's not even good audio.
Yeah.
It's just incredibly well done.
Angel Harvey was on our board and always sat next to me for the entire time that she was around. And then she would, you know, if there was something that needed to be signed, you know, she'd kind of elbow me and nudge me and say, where are you, bro? You're going to sign this, David, aren't you? This is a good one. You're going to sign this. This is a good, you know. And she'd request when she'd arrive and in later years in her wheelchair that I'd come down and escort her upstairs because I was the youngest on the board by about 30 years when I first joined.
That's interesting. So you started hanging with her and then she passed?
Oh, is that what you're saying? You're making that connection again?
The Plier effect.
That I've killed?
Bringing that back. I
got to know Paul a little bit too. It was pretty cool. And I know this is just kind of a gruesome thing to say, but when they both passed away, and in this, it had a small wake at this Oak Park Funeral Home. You know, she was always about catering, and she always took care of our Radio Hall of Fames and picked out all the food and the flowers and everything.
Wow.
That was always her thing. The wake was catered. So once you visited Paul Harvey Jr., whoever was Paul Sr., you know, please join us. You know, Angel has set up
something
for everyone on the way out. And you walked in this room, it was just beautiful.
A full meal and everything. Wow.
Yeah, very cool. Still one of my favorites. And it's not the one that's talked about because it was so random and it was a TV spot, was when CBS had Oprah, David Letterman, and Jay Leno.
Right.
Together.
On the couch.
Which was so rare because I think really in 20 years, Dave and Jay were probably never in the same room together. They were good friends at some point. They're, you know, or at least closer friends, being on each other's shows all the time. And or Jay being on David's show all the time. But it was David Letterman talking to Oprah and then noticing that Jay is sitting on the other side of Oprah. And she's kind of like trying to break up the two of them bickering a little bit. Let's take a listen.
This is the worst Super Bowl party ever.
Now, Dave, be nice.
Oh, he's just saying that because I'm here.
No, he's just saying that because I'm here.
It's just so classic and so simple as well. Susan, you're on 720 WGN. You got a question?
Yeah, well, now, I'm old, okay? I was born in 71.
Oh, okay.
So, oh, my.
20 million years, honey. Sorry, dumb joke. Anyway, what I was going to say is the Coca-Cola ads.
Yeah.
I think it was the early 80s. They have one person standing on a hilltop, and they have a Coca-Cola in their hand, and they start singing, I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep them company. And then they pass it to the second one, and when they back up, it's like a hilltops and mountains. I mean, everybody around the world is like one giant line.
Right. It wasn't that earlier than the 80s? Wasn't that early?
I think that was
in the 70s.
Actually, there were two versions. There was the original one, which was back in, I believe, the late 60s, early 70s.
Right.
And then they redid it about 15 years later.
Oh, that's right.
That's
they did
right.
redo
yeah.
it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some of them were in hippie costumes.
Yeah, that was the seven. That was the original one.
Yeah.
That was the original one. That was the original one. Hey, thanks for reminding us of that one,
the
Susan.
The other one was Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you
I'm
like
a
to pepper. Be a pepper?
You're a
yeah.
pepper.
Yeah.
Would you like to be a pepper? Like
who was
I
the
said,
actor? There was a, he was an American werewolf.
David McNaughton.
Look
How
at you.
How about that?
That came out of nowhere. David McNaughton.
I just won.
Show you where I'm at. I'm a Charlie's Angels, Wonder Woman, Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, 70s. Yeah.
Bionic Woman fan.
There you go. Lindsay Wagner. Yeah, you got the whole list there. Linda Carter.
Classic. Classic. Thanks, Susan, for the call. I appreciate it. Any others on your list?
Great. You know, it's Super Bowl moments. If you remember Clint Eastwood doing Halftime in America.
Oh, that's right. That was another good one. Chevy? Was it Chevy truck?
I think it was a Chevy truck.
See, we
got to
think about that, what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Where can we find you, young man? Online.
Just
besides
all over.
Here.
Yeah. Go to, you can go to zapcreativeinc.com or meetjeffrogersdork.com. And dork.com. But I tell you what, what's fun is we're still doing the homemadegameshow.com.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's
so,
right.
So that's a very fun thing. And we got a pilot shot now. And yeah, it's a very fun show.
Beautiful. Thanks for joining me as always, Paul.
My pleasure.
Go who?
I got to go Atlanta. I come
Me
on.
Too.
Yeah,
Me too.
Just out of,
I don't want to see Tom Brady
no,
do that again.
No, not again.
No.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
All right, Michael Eidemann and Kevin Richter joining us from Sound Sessions. We're going to break down the best to worst, or the worst to the best. We'll see how that goes, of Super Bowl halftime shows of all time, next on 720 WGN.